You're listening to the podcast dedicated to bringing world-class strategy execution to all businesses. Put simply, strategy execution in a business setting is all about getting things done in an efficient way, obtaining results, and ultimately seeing your company achieve its vision, mission, and goals. Hi, I'm Brett Quinn, founder and CEO of StrategyX. Writing the perfect value statement for a business takes special consideration. I say this because a value statement is critical to your company culture, and of course, your company culture is critical to achieving your business vision, mission, and goals. Value statements are more than just inspiring quotes slapped onto brands with no relationship to the business whatsoever. Instead, value statements are expressions crafted to reflect the core principles, or should I say values, that motivate your employees. Think of establishing value statements as the moral compass for your business and a reference point for expected behaviors. Make no mistake, value statements are nothing like vision or mission statements. A vision statement communicates the purpose and motivation of the business, while a mission statement defines the roadmap or how you're going to achieve your vision. So even though values are inherently connected to the vision and mission of a business, a value statement serves a slightly different purpose. Let's make this simple. Values are simply what you value. And when people value something, they contribute more of their time doing what they value. For example, if one of your values is family time, then it's likely you will spend lots of time with your family. If one of your values is innovation, then it's likely that you'll spend a large portion of your day innovating. And this is why clarifying what you value as a business is critical to achieving your business's vision, mission, and goals. If customer satisfaction is critical to achieving your business vision, then you must have customer satisfaction as a value, and you must be monitoring employees' actions to ensure their actions and behaviors are demonstrating your value of customer satisfaction. With the basics covered, let's explore a step-by-step approach for creating an excellent value statement for your business. The first part is to think. The perfect value statement won't necessarily strike you on demand. You may have to work hard on it. Every catchy value statement you recall was born from brainstorming sessions. Review examples of value statements from other businesses you admire and identify their common aspects. Then look at your own company vision and mission and come up with a list of values that you think will be required to achieve that vision and mission. Consider what culture you want to create. To do this, answer the following four questions. 1. What sort of behaviors and actions does the company value? 2. What sort of behaviors and actions are required to achieve your goals? 3. What sort of behaviors and actions do our stakeholders, employees, owners, and investors value? And 4. What sort of behaviors and actions would our community value? The next section is collaborate. Don't try to determine your values in isolation. You need all the input you can get. So invite representatives from each area of your business to participate in brainstorming sessions. Seek out their perspectives on what they think of the company and the type of work that they do. The next section, revise. Your values should be able to stand the test of time. Once you have collated opinions and directions from key stakeholders, refine your values into a concise list. This may require several revisions, but ultimately it is to ensure a quality outcome. The values you settle on must be able to demonstrate through behavior in the organization. Make sure each value is backed up with an example of demonstrated behavior. For example, if honesty is one of your values, then define what that looks like to your employees. Your value statement might be, "We value honesty in all our communications." That means we do not embellish or mislead. We manage difficult conversations openly and respectfully. The next section, finalize. As you narrow in on the final list, take time to review the value statement. You want to get the organization, the wording, and presentation right. Every word that goes into your values list must be meaningful, and it must provide direction and guidance to all stakeholders of the business for how they will act and behave. The next section, test. Before you release your value statement, do some test runs with members of the organization. Show them how each part of the value statement applies to their behaviors in the business. For instance, if your core value revolves around innovation, then a good value statement would be, we value innovation to bring bold new possibilities to our work. That means we are expected to suggest new ideas and ways of working whenever we see room for improvement or a chance to gain a competitive advantage. Test the value statement by asking an employee what behaviors would be expected from one of your drafted value statements. If they describe behaviors and actions that are consistent with what your desired behaviors and actions are, then you know the value statement will be effective. The next section, launch. A value statement is a crucial part of any company culture, so you want to commemorate it with an official launch. Rather than sending employees an email, create a launch project to roll out the value statement. You can either host a virtual or physical event, but the type of event does not matter as much as how you connect with your team. The goal is to get everyone motivated and remind them what is important to your business and the company culture. If you haven't set your value statement yet or aren't sure where to start, feel free to get in touch with us by clicking on the Book a Demo link in the notes of this podcast or just by visiting us at strategyexe.com. I'd also like to leave you with this one final offer. At StrategyX, our mission is to help business leaders gain control of their business and do it in a way that leads to growth. Each month, we give away 10 user subscriptions to our SaaS platform to help you implement an affordable, world-class planning and execution framework. So see the show notes for how you can apply. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by StrategyX, a software platform that is dedicated to bringing world-class strategy execution to all businesses.